Hello, brothers and sisters. I hope you guys had a good weekend, and that the Sunday that you were lifted up, and that you just the preacher preached the word of God, and that wherever you may be going through, that you just take that word and you just go out into the world and just let your light shine. Today's devotional I want to share is called Beautiful Scars. It's written by David Roper. The scripture reading is in Luke 7, 36-49. And let's have a moment of prayer before we read the scripture. Heavenly Father, as we come to you at your throne, Lord, just thanking you for another day, another work week gone, Lord, that you just give us the strength to make it through the week where we may be going through, Lord, and know that you're always with us, and we lift you up, and we praise your holy and beautiful name. We pray, Lord, that you just guide and direct our paths, and that we are not promised tomorrow. So we need to make the day last, make the day count, to let our light shine, to let whoever needs to hear the gospel, the good news. We pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Scripture reading here is Luke 7, 36-49. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner. And when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee house, she brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him and weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with her hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed him with ointment. And when the Pharisees which have bowed him saw it, he spoke within himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touched him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus said unto him, "Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee." And he said, "Master, say on." And there was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both, tell me therefore which of them will love him most. And Simon answered and said, "I suppose that he to whom he forgave the most." And he said unto him, "Thou hast rightly judged." And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, "See thou this woman? I enter into thy house, which gives me no water for my feet, but she washed my feet with tears and wiped them with her hair, the hairs of her head, and give me no kiss. But this woman, since the time I came in here, have not ceased to kiss my feet, for my head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman have anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same love little." And he said to her, "Thy sins are forgiven." And they that sat at the meat with her began to say within themselves, Who is this that can forgive sin also?" Beautiful story. A number of years ago, I was hiking along the Salmon River and came across a grove of pine trees, and that has been partially stripped at their bank. And I knew from a friend who is in the forester, and that is a Native American who hunted this area long ago, peeled the outer bark and harvested the underlying layers for chewing gum. And some of the scars was disfiguring, but others filled with crystallized sap, varnished by the wind and weather, have been transforming patterns of rare beauty. So it is with our transgressions. We may be scarred by the sins of the past. But those sins repented of and brought to Jesus for his forgiveness can leave behind the marks of beauty. Some people, having tasted the bitterness of sin, now loathe it. They hate evil and love righteousness. There is the beauty of holiness. Others, knowing how far they fall short, that is Romans 3:23, have tender hearts toward others. They raise up with understanding, compassion, and kindness when others fail. There is the beauty of humanity. Finally, when acts of sin are freely and thoroughly forgiven, it leads to intimacy with the one who has shown mercy. Such sinner love much, for much has been forgiven. That's Luke 7:47. And there is the beauty of love. The main scripture here is Luke 7:47. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same love little. Never forget, Jesus is right there. You will not fall too far from him. You just have to look toward him. Open your heart and your mind and realize he's right there. I love you guys. I hope you guys are having a good week. And you guys are always in my prayers. I don't know who listens to this. But I just want to tell you, if you have any questions about your salvation, about anything, just hit me up on my website. Send me a message. And you guys have a very good rest of your week. Thank you.